Hey, let's get right to it now.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Lightning round, and I don't know what's going down. There's no World Series tonight, but we get Jabs and Titans. That's a fright.
Oh, okay. Let's go through this quick. The Sun Devils are 128th in pass defense. The Ducks are 118th in pass defense. Cal, for comparison, is only 54th. I say this because they both played each other a couple weeks ago, or Cal played ASU a couple weeks ago. Calling these defensive sieves might actually be offensive to sieves. It's looking like this game is going to be a shootout, possibly like another triple OT thriller like they had a couple years ago. If the game goes that way, who does it benefit more? A, ASU. In games that are shootouts, ASU always seems to come out on top, like Texas Tech and Cal. This Oregon defense, it's going to favor ASU in the end. B, Oregon, they're coming off a game that was a shootout. Justin Herbert played very well, could have another 5 TD game in him. Or C, no one. Both of these defenses are hurting. If it comes to eventually a 7-on-7 kind of game, it could end around midnight.
If it ends around midnight, I'm retiring on Sunday. I'm not even going to wait till Monday. But I got to go with the way both these teams are dinged up. Nobody's got an edge in anything, especially on defense. C, no one.
All right, looking ahead, about a month down the road, it's the last week in a Pac-12 play. We have the Apple Cup and the Rumble in the Rockies. That's the Washington schools and then Utah and Colorado. Do you see those games coming down to who will be the North and South winners at the end of the season?
Right now, I mean, why not? We'll see what happens with USC this weekend and what happens with Utah and Washington. But right now, two games that just a couple years ago was like for last place could end up for first place. I'm going to go yay.
That was B. So you jumped
B.
ahead of me.
Yay.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine. It's fine. We got to roll through this. It's the lightning round. The Cubs threw out all conventional wisdom by adding Schwarber to their World Series roster after spending the whole season rehabbing his torn ACL. He was then a DH, which might be his best position. They've also sat $184 million Jason Hayward. Seeing as Schwarber has not been medically cleared to play the outfield, does this move backfire for the Cubs? Yes, Madden will now have to burn two guys essentially to use Schwarber for one pinch hit at bat. B, no, Schwarber's bat makes up for his ability not to play in the field, so if they use him at the right time, it can work out. Or C, Schwarber is not cleared to play the outfield, so I guess he could play maybe third base, and Madden is, he's probably good enough to work around this problem.
I think they might stick with Chris Bryant, call me nuts. I'm going to say that Schwarber not only lit a bit of a fire in the loss with his double, but with two ribbies, he's already helped them win a game and get back to Wrigley in good shape. So I'm going to go B. No, I don't think it's hurt him yet.
Clearly, the MLB needs to take back the All-Star Game winner gets home field advantage rule, either alternating years or just the best record like all of the other leagues. Speaking of the other leagues, should baseball make a change when it comes to the order in which games are played in playoff series? Yes. Baseball in the regular season is played mostly in three-game series, so in the playoffs of a seven-game series, it should be a 3-3-1, starting with the team with the best record. It's time for a change in the playoffs that fits the schedule of the 162-game regular season. Or B, no, in the division series, the 2-3 or 2-2-1, it's economical to play that way. In the championship and World Series, the 2-3-2 gives the right amount of home field advantage to each team. All other leagues play this way. The MLB should as well.
Well, the bottom line is TV's going to decide. Nobody cares what we think. So by default, it's going to be B, no. They need the two games, then they need the travel time, then they need to get to the new venue, and then they want to make sure after such a long kind of grind of a season that teams can somewhat set up their rotation. So I'm leaning B, no.